Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my gosh, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I'm home, and I can't believe it's only been 1 week since I was in Fort Lauderdale speaking. Thank you for those of you who made the trek down there and joined me. Gosh, how wonderful it was to see and hug people in the community. And so thank you. I know all of you were supporting me anyway, but it was just awesome to have you all there. And I so appreciate it. And you know, August 3rd and 4th, I'm going to be in Oceanside as one of the keynote speakers for Jennifer McLean. Really excited about that. And it was an interesting time for me. I'd never done the talk before, and it even surprised me, bringing all of the religion, spirituality, and brain science together. It was awesome for me. Was it good for me? It was good for you. And I also just want to wrap my heart around all of you that are supporting my daughter's book. So many of you have come forward to get the amazing free gift, The Little Child Experience. You know that if you already have it through other programs that you've supported me on, you're welcome to pick one or two things that equal the same value from the store. So do not be deterred. You're going to love this book, and it is going to help you heal from many, many relationships that you've been through. So thank you, thank you. Our next webinar, they just gave it to me, is going to be in July. I think it's July 24th we ended up on. It's already posted on imdwallace.com, and it's on all possibilities. When I sat down, I said, look, am I supposed to do one? Yeah, what's it about? And it was really getting, and if you read the description on the website, you'll really get it. If we are not open to all possibilities, we can't create the miracles we want, guys. We limit them right off the bat. And which brings me right into, it started last week at the conference, and I felt like I couldn't focus because I, and like several of the attendees, sat in on all the talks because I am open, want to be open, but I felt like I wasn't open. So you know me, I walk my talk, and I went back to the room, and it's continuing going on. Literally, I had to get off with Stephen right before the show because some new thing came in, piece of information. So I went back to my room. What is this about? Is this ego? Is it judgment? Because I felt like I was in judgment. And they went, no, you're just, it's like, I'm going to test this as I speak. The way I understand it right now, and it's not just me, it's this community. So I'll be interested to see if anybody else is kind of experiencing this. They're saying it's like we have, well, we're literally picking up our foot and moving it to the other side. But this past week, we've had one foot in what we understand as how the universe works. and another foot into the expanded, broader definition of exactly how it works in this physical plane. And according to my channel, and you know, I stand behind my channel as never having been wrong, as far as I know, they're saying that that our whole community has advanced from the old spirituality into the new spirituality. Number one, we know how to keep our chakras and our hearts open. We know how to do that, and we do it consciously, which makes an incredibly big difference into the information you can access. We know to keep our pituitary and pineal glands open wide so that they receive all the light and knowledge and distribute it through our body and send it out as a signal from our heart. We are learning about the world of all possibilities, which is going to catapult us into the next level of understanding and creation that we have been asking for and claiming. We know that miracles don't make sense, and we claim them anyway. You know, you have to claim it to create it, guys. I am the miracle, and I have a great on-camera presentation on that on the show called I Am the Miracle, right? If you don't know that you're the miracle that creates miracles, but what the channel is saying is we do have a grasp of that. We are no longer waiting for angels and guides and God, etc., to deliver to us without our clear involvement and knowing about where we want to go, which comes down to choice. We've stopped telling our own stories. Because, you know, the problem isn't with, and this is Dana Wiles' semi-quote, I'm sure I'm not quoting it perfectly, but she says, the problem isn't in your story, the problem is that you keep telling your story. And as long as you keep telling your story, your brain and your energy can only focus on that, which means you look out in the world and you can only perceive the world through your story, and then you keep creating more of it. We all know how it works now. And so this community is consciously shifting right now, and the channel is saying we're almost there. So let's just claim I am there. I am in the expanded knowing and knowledge of how energy works, how creation works. I am it. And I do it right now. And they actually, literally 5 minutes before the show started, gave me, they would like us all to do this week. I am connected easily to all information and all knowledge. Let me read it again. I am connected easily to all information and all knowledge. And so it is. So let's just use that I am statement during the week. And I'm telling you, keep saying I know and I'm clear. I know and I'm clear. You watch the difference that it makes in what you bring into your life. Stephen wrote me a little testimonial right before the show about thinking positively and keeping his focus positive and claiming what he wants and how little miraculous things are just, working in his life and falling into place all the time as they are in mine. And I am claiming and intending and stating and announcing that I know now, and am claiming more clarity around. There's a difference in energy between knowing and hoping and trying. The best example I can give you is at my doctor's office the other day. I have white coat syndrome. So as soon as I walk into the doctor's office, my blood pressure goes up. You know, it's a typical natural thing. But I didn't want my blood pressure to be up. I wanted, and I was clear about this, I was clear about the number that I wanted it to be at. So I got there early and I did my deep breathing and I did my claims. But you see, all that was like pushing against the wall. I'm going to make this happen. And when I got in there, the nurse took it and it was a little bit high. And I seriously went, oh, screw it. You know, I give up, just screw it. And then it was fine. So that's the closest I can explain it to you now. I'm on to something big here that I promise you I will have figured out in the next couple of weeks. It's the difference in faith. I've said it and I know it, and I absolutely know that it's taking place now the way I directed it. And I'm going to keep doing it. And how many times a day do I have to do it? And, you know, without even knowing it, we're moving into force instead of power. And again, that's a great book, Power Versus Force. All right, so we're going to balance everything we've said here. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. So it is. Let me read you a little bit of the description they gave me for this next webinar, because some of the ways we limit all possibilities is putting out a limiting electrical signal from our heart and brain, not knowing we are the gods and creators of ourselves, the belief that when you play in all dimensions, so multidimensionally, you need to create some kind of mental, spiritual, physical, or emotional sickness. In other words, I have to pay for or earn my ascension, which equals shutting off all possibilities to be safe. So, you know, guys, and I said this to everybody when I was speaking last week, would it be okay with you just to ascend and be in empowerment and make the money you want to make and have the healthy body that you want to create, we would say are creating? Is it okay for you to do this and not have to pay for it with sickness or with lack of money or any negative trade-off at all? Is it okay with all of us that we just soar? So let's really claim that I am right now ascended into all thought and all possibility. And I feel great, and I make lots of money doing it. And my relationships are beautifully balanced in love and support. I am divine love, and so it is. Woo-hoo! Whoa, am I glad I went ahead and did that. Can I go to the calls now? Yes, I can. All right, and we're off. Rhea in Montana, you're on.
Hello, Dee. This is Reha, and I am in a lot of neck and back pain and kind of don't know why. How
well, you're,
this
it's
happen?
About what load are you carrying, Reha?
No clue.
Yeah.
No clue.
Well, let him give you a clue then. Sheet, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Gunsmoke.
What?
Gunsmoke.
Well, Gunsmoke. Well, you know, but they'll take it. It's perfect because you feel like you're battling life. to stay safe.
Yeah.
Well, that's why your back's killing you, because they're literally showing me a woman like bent over, like almost halfway walking, like the Disney characters in some of the old movies.
Okay.
So yep. You, as long, and this is exactly what I just spoke about, Reha. If you believe you have to battle life in any way to be safe in this world, you will continue to be burdened down with that belief and creating the reality of that experience in your life. So what you want to start directing your day every morning is, today I create easily and joyfully, and I stand up straight in my power of love.
Mm.
I stand up straight in my power of love. You got that?
I'm writing it down. Straight in my power of love. Stand up.
Yes.
In...
Okay. And you want to say, you know, they just are, again, are really accentuating how important it is, guys, for you to start your day directing your day in this day. And it's not, this is going to be a great day. This is a great day. In this day to day, I create money flow. I create my body feeling well and joyful. I am clarity today. I am knowing today. I am wellness today. Direct your day before you get out of bed and you watch the change in your life. It's so simple, guys. Can you not choose to love yourself enough to do that? What do you think, Reha?
Yeah, I'll definitely do this.
Yeah, you see, it sounds really simple. And that's why people go, oh, yeah, well, that's cute, Dee. No, creation is simple. Again, God created the world in 7 days. How hard could it be? All right, let's get on it. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, you know what just came in, Reha? I'm not going to bring you back on, but what just came on also is that you need to stretch more. You need to stretch your back and your... A lot of times, guys, lower back pain comes because our calves and legs are not stretched out enough. Rhea, if you want to email me, I'll try and explain some exercises over the email. We're going to Diane in Florida. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
I wasn't sure it was me. It's Deanna. How are you?
I'm good.
I loved meeting you the other day.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. I forget you pronounce it Deanna just like mine, because it's spelled so differently.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think the biggest thing you got out of the weekend was?
Well, you know, when you came up and you screamed really without thinking it?
That I was doing the acting thing? Yeah.
Right, because I always tend to hold myself back and think, how am I going to do this and that? And you said, no, it comes out right from the center of your being. And
that's
you screamed.
Right.
That stayed with me.
Well, good. Because, guys, if you think too much, you'll think yourself right out of all your best ideas and opportunities, and you'll certainly think yourself out of the world of all possibilities, won't you?
It's like saying, there, just do it, there.
Yes, absolutely, just do it. You got it. Boy, we got a lot of people on the calls today. All right, baby, thank you for calling in, and thank you.
Wanted to ask you if your channel has anything to say to me. I've been a little bit faltering this week, when things hit me, I don't seem to bounce back fast. Is there anything your channel wants to say to me?
Yeah. You're going through an ascension process, Deanna.
Okay.
So it feels like it's negative. And in our terms, it's positive. They said there's nothing really negative or positive, but in our terms, it feels like a negative creation, but it's actually positive if you keep directing yourself. So what were your words? You feel what?
I get like the bowling pins, I get thrown down and I don't bounce back. Instead of saying, oh, that was nothing. It affects me and it drains me of my energy.
Okay. So, you know, how about you don't get thrown down? Can you play in that possibility that you get up every day and before you get out of bed today, I create this day going smoothly and easily and joyfully. And I always remain in my power. Those are the words.
Thank you very much, Dee. Hugs.
Okay, but now you got to do it, Deanna, okay? Can't just hear it. You got to do it. Make it a part of your practice. All right, baby. Thank you.
Bye.
And thanks again for coming. We are going to Jay in Canada. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hey, Baby Kate. Thanks for talking to you again. I have a question regarding sacred activism. I don't like that word. I'm just starting a new group.
How about creation?
Yeah, I just
active creation. I love. Boy, they love that.
Yeah, it's a book that I started with a friend, and I don't like that word. But it, I don't know why does activism or some sort of strong word like, you know, peaceful warrior, or those warrior aspects, or that, I don't know, that.
Because we've moved beyond that, babe.
Hmm.
We've moved way beyond that. You know, you don't have to fight, and we know that. You don't have to fight anymore to create.
And that's with yourself, too.
Absolutely. And that's why they're saying this community knows that, and we're... When it comes into our energy from other people, it feels like we kind of rail against it now, or we tune it out, or we can't hear what they're saying. Or so if that's coming up from anybody, that's what it's about, is that you've just moved to a place where you know those words don't really resonate with you anymore. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so what are you going to say then? What are the words?
Well, sacred creation.
Beautiful.
Sacred activism. Yeah.
Yes, but they also want to remind you that all energy is sacred, Jay. So don't put a judgment on it.
Okay.
Okay, even the murderer is a sacred energy in the eyes of the one energy.
Mm.
Because there's all the way left to all the way right and everything in between is literally part of energy playing around and studying the creation of itself.
Okay.
Alrighty. Great question.
You're...
And more discernment for me also. So thank you. All righty, we're going to Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, babe, what's up?
Well, a lot of things have been going on. I had a confrontation with a friend, neighbor, and I think I lost a friend, but I said what I had to say, and then I apologized because I knew I was pretty rude, but I feel like I need to...
I get that you have not lost that friend.
Okay.
But you do need, for your sake, to get to the core of why you reacted that way. So let's see. Sheets, book. Give me a song.
I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
Yeah. Okay. So again, they're screaming at me. This is part of this ascension process, you know, and part of you bringing both feet over into the next understanding of ascended energy. See, we got a little theme going here already, guys. There's nothing to fight about. You can stand alone powerfully because you choose to. So what did she threaten you? She threatened your power somehow.
Well, she keeps bringing up, because I wanted to have her help me garden my house, because she's a really good gardener, and my house, I need help desperately. And every time I would say something, I might have been maybe a little sarcastic or something, and she'd edit me, and then she'd throw Shelly, my old roommate, who had real confrontations with, into my face. And I called her and I says, I don't, you know, want you to garden with me if you're going to keep throwing Shelly into my face. And I was pretty blunt. And so later on I thought, well, I might have been a little bit tactless, which is typical me, you know, from years ago.
Oh, okay. Stop. You just,
okay,
defined,
yeah,
you just
myself.
Defined yourself. You see,
I know.
And that's what this is all about.
Okay.
So how could you have said it through love? And they're showing me the book, Parent Effectiveness Training, which I suggest to a lot of adults that I work with. Because
I have that.
Well, then you know, if you want somebody to really hear you, you do not attack them, which both of you were doing to each other. You go, you know, when you say that, it makes me feel, so that you take responsibility for your own feelings and what you've done with that person talking to you like that. Because as soon as somebody says, you better not, or don't do that, everybody goes into the fight or flight mode, which is what we are joyfully moving out of in this community.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm leading this community by mistake with my adrenal situation, because your adrenals, you know, they represent fight or flight, and your body does not know the difference between perceived danger and threat, like your neighbor, and a real threat or danger, like somebody breaking into your house. So
yeah, I've been wanting to be a friend with her, but she's somebody. I have such a difficult time.
No, you can't go to her, Susan. You cannot go to her.
I'm saying that I have a hard time communicating. I mean,
okay.
Most people, I'm fine. It's just she and I have a problem there.
You have a challenge there, because she's a big gift that you created to help you see how you could move out of feeling challenged and put down, are the words they're giving me, and I'm getting a big yes on that.
Have you seen the movie Rocket Man?
I have not seen it yet, no.
Oh, my God. You must see it.
Okay, all right. But I've got lots of callers, Susan, and I got to get on with it. But that's part of his story, yeah, is that he was put down.
You'll see the little child in there. That
yeah.
I weeped. I swear to God, I thought of you.
Well,
just,
but that's your little child going,
no.
I identify with it. Well, but the baby, that's what your neighbor is plugging you into. And don't let them do that anymore. You have to know that you are worthy and that you are loved and that you are accepted. Because, guys, if you don't know it in yourself, you cannot experience it with other people. So Susan, you want to experience that, and yet you're creating the opposite of that experience with his neighbor, so you can get, yet again, how important it is for you within yourself to feel accepted and loved and appreciated. That's all it is, baby. So get quiet and heal that within yourself, and then you will understand how to lovingly create with her. All right. Thank you. Are you all right?
Yeah, I have good. Tears, but I'm, you know.
Tears are good.
It's been an interesting learning experience for me, and I am learning.
Good.
And
well,
I am,
rise to the occasion. You know how to do it, Susan.
Creating want.
All right. We
Thank
know you.
You
can do it. You bet. All right. And that was a good lesson and a good reminder for everybody. Robin in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi, your daughter's book is amazing, and it's funny, and it's wise, so I'm so glad.
Oh, Robin, thank you.
Write a testimonial on Amazon. So
yes, anybody that came through and got that book, we would so appreciate you writing a testimonial about it. It really does help. And thank you, Robin. Thank you for your support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We support our daughters. So I am right on track with what you talked about at the beginning and with, well, Reha and everybody. Because I am blowing up my life, changing everything, no security at all, but believe and know I can create my life how I want it.
That is your security.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want everybody to get really clear about that. Our knowing that we have and our faith in ourselves working with the one energy of everything, that is our security, guys, because nobody can take that away from you. Nobody. And that is the core of creation itself. All right, continue.
So I have gotten really religious about, bad word, consistent with using, setting my day, creating my day.
Great.
And this past week or two, I create it and say things, and then I hear, yeah, right. And then I'm laying there going, oh, okay. And I have yet to direct myself where my end feeling is joy. It ends up being a fight inside of myself where I'm like,
well,
right.
That's a great thing to recognize about yourself. You see, that's been going on your entire life, and you're just getting conscious of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you ever state, I know, or I joyfully know?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's find the part. It's not the little child. Hold on. Sheets. Oh. Okay. Well, see. It's all about your disbelief in all possibilities.
Yeah,
it's the
yeah.
part of your brain that keeps going, I don't know how the frick that's going to happen. This doesn't make any sense to me, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
Whenever it comes up, you go, hello, little thought. I love you. I love the fact that you trust me enough to let me know that you're floating around up there. And... what were the words? Yeah, sure. What were the words?
Yeah, right. Yeah, my words
yeah,
are
right.
Yeah, right.
And so I'm going to answer you since you keep asking. I'm going to go, yep, absolutely right. World of all possibilities, that's where we're living today. Now, you see, what I did with that is I didn't fight it, did I?
Right, right.
I embraced it. I embraced it. I had fun with it. And what that does is that takes off all the charge. It has no power then.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I mean, guys, I'm working through the same thing, working on something in my career. And I can feel that old place in me going, oh my God, this doesn't make any sense. I'm this age and how's this going to happen? And I just go, thank you for sharing, Deanna. Thank you for sharing, subconscious. This is going to happen with the magic and the miracles of the universe. And I'm directing that. So I'm getting out of the way now and letting that happen. And I just self-talk myself like that. And you start having a lot of fun with it. Right?
Okay.
If the devil on one shoulder speaks up, let the angel on the other one answer.
All right. I will do that.
Got that?
That was
a good analogy they gave us. And there's nothing else, baby, but you know what? Let's balance everything we've done so far. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. So it is. All righty.
So it is.
Yeah, good
for you,
Robin.
I'll see you on the webinar.
Yeah, great.
On the webinar.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, Phyllis. Whoops, there you are.
Hello.
What's
up? Hey, Dee. Hey. Wow, that opening was something else. I just totally, totally in alignment with that. I kind of had this wonderful thing happen where earlier this year I created a creation partner that we can talk about creation with. Anyway, I was talking to him, it's Robert, and, he said he lost his wallet, and I was like, oh, okay. And so I kind of just am channeling. I thought, I'll look for my pendulum. And I couldn't find my pendulum. Like, I lost my pendulum. And I can't find it. And so we kind of have this joke. I'm going to go look for your wallet. And you go look for my pendulum. Anyway, I'm just kind of. So anyway, it's kind of fun. And he's okay with his wallet missing. I'm okay with my pendulum. But I notice I'm just losing. I misplace things. But this just feels like it's gone completely.
Oh,
it may have dropped out of my pocket.
When I say it's gone, I get a no. But have you said, I know where it is?
I've been saying I know where it is. I haven't. Okay, so I'm saying I don't know where it is. Okay, so I know where it is.
Yeah, see, if you keep saying I don't know where it is, that's all your brain can give you is let's look all the places where it isn't.
Okay.
Lanny
laughs
at me. Lanny laughs at me because I remind, and as soon as he does it, within 2 minutes, he turns around and says, I found it.
Okay
go on. What were you going
to say? It just hit me that when he's talking about his wallet, I'm very confident. Oh, I know where your wallet is, and I'm telling him where his wallet is. He's like, no, I dropped it on the street, and a prostitute took it. So I can do it for somebody else as a reminder to do it for myself.
You think? Because, because Phyllis, you're going to be at Creation Station, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
not only yes, but hell yes.
Yeah, I got it. I love it. So, you see, that's one of the big things. If you are literally going to go into this work and help families and friends and clients, you have to do it for yourself so you know the principles work, guys. That's why I am the first one to walk my talk. If I think I've got some BS going on, man, I go in a room, I shut the room and go, okay, what do I need to get in alignment here? Because that's how you expand exponentially and faster. The more you bring your energy into alignment and practice what they've given us, the more you know, and then the more powerful you are working for yourself and everybody else. Okay?
Okay. I just thought I knew it would show up. But I guess I didn't believe that.
You didn't direct it, Phyllis.
Okay.
Okay? Just I know.
Okay.
I know where it is.
Okay, I know where it is.
You know, and then, hold on, I want to make sure I'm hearing this correctly. Then, if that one doesn't show up, a better one does.
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay with it wherever it is.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to teach how the work works. That you stay positive in your claim, this or something better than what you've imagined, that miracle that we all kind of doubt, happens because you've clearly directed that you know.
Okay.
Got it?
That's interesting. Yeah, I'll just share real quick that Robert was okay with his wallet gone, and then he got a better wallet, and then the money that was missing showed up unexpectedly, set in his bank account. So.
Yeah, now you see, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't. Yeah. And I have to tell you, that happens to me all the time. I'll go, oh my God, I really need to pull back on my spending a little bit. You know, Gabby's book launch party and blah, blah, blah. And then I'll go in to check my accounts and I have more than I had before I spent all this money. Doesn't make sense, guys.
Yeah,
but if you need it to make sense, it can't work. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Phyllis.
Thank you.
That's
love
awesome.
You.
I love you too. Dory in Arizona. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hi, Doug. I'm great. Thank you. What's up?
Well, that was a good segue with this or something better. For a while, I've been trying to think about what I want to do next as far as getting back into the workforce. I've kind of taken a little bit of a hiatus, and I've finally came to the realization maybe that I can do what I used to do, but do it joyously and not be concerned about being sucked into dramas or stress or politics or anything like that. So I applied for a job, and I was just wondering what my probabilities are with the channel that I'll – get what I'm
okay.
kind of focused on, or if I should look maybe elsewhere.
Dory, what you need to get into alignment is you feel like life goes out of balance when you work. That you can't hold the, what you want. You see, you haven't completely declared what your intention of creation is. You've declared it as far as going back to work, but the reason you wanted to take the hiatus in the first place is that you felt like your life was out of balance, not enough time with yourself or the family or time to do some other things you wanted to do. Are we on the right track here?
Yeah, I guess so. But I feel like I've done all that now, so I definitely.
I know you feel like.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you did take the time off. You did that. But what you want is to go back to work and maintain the balance of time between personal and work and family and work. It's the balance that is driving you to hold any kind of job away because you don't want to go back into the rat race. And it doesn't have to be a rat race if you keep your life balanced. Do you understand?
Right. Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely was something that I declared and wanted. Yeah.
Balance is the highest word. So I am creating a job that is joyful and where I always experience complete balance in my life. It's a bigger issue than you even understand, the channel saying, this balance in your life, which means you can go balls out, guys, from 7 to 5 or whenever you work, right? But in that going balls out, you can remain in balance. You can make sure that you take breaks during the day where you do some deep breathing. You can eat a calm, healthy lunch. And then when you go to home, that's your time to create time for yourself, joyful time for yourself. So you have joyful time at work. You have joyful time by yourself or with your family. That's balance.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So be very clear in telling the universe, I am directing this. Not this is what I want, I am directing this. Okay?
Okay.
I live in balance. I experience balance. I work in balance. I am balance. And so it is. Great.
Great. Thank you.
That's,
fantastic.
Yeah. Because, guys, if we, you know, if you're not in balance, you're in reaction. If you're in reaction, you are not in the world of all possibilities. Guarantee you. Okay, we're going to Violet in Illinois. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much. You're like a breath of fresh air.
Thank you, baby cakes. What can we do for you?
I've got some medical concerns that have been bothering me since I fell and broke my wrist in January. I was at 133 pounds at that time, and I am having the hardest time keeping my weight on. I am down now to 103, and I'm getting really concerned.
Okay, don't get concerned.
Getting over pneumonia.
Yeah, Violet, you're getting over pneumonia?
Yes.
Okay. They want you to disassociate your wrist with what's going on now. They're two different things. What you need is to build up your immune system.
Okay.
That's the highest and the first thing. You need to build up your immune system. There's a variety of ways of doing this. Are you taking supplements? Are you under a doctor's care, and does he give you supplements?
The doctor doesn't give me supplements. No, I'm doing over the counter.
Okay, you need some guidance about what supplements you need. Are you on vitamin D?
Yes.
Okay, and there's a great, I'm not a doctor, everybody, so check with your doctor if you have any questions. There's a great thing that my doctor keeps me on called Immunotox. You can get it online, Immunotox, for your immune system. You also can direct your immune system to be, the words are strong and stable. I am directing my immune system to be strong and stable. I am the god of Violet, whose immune system is strong and stable. And the other thing, Miss Violet, is joy. The more joyful you are, the more joyful you are, and the more you live in love, the stronger your immune system is. So, literally, they're saying watch a lot of funny movies. No kidding. Watch a lot of funny movies, but don't go in, the more you go into the victim place and the worry place, that puts you into fight or flight, and that's going to damage and weaken is the highest word, your immune system. Okay? Yeah. So, and find a good naturopath or a homeopath that can test you and give you some guidance on what supplements you can take.
Okay.
Is there any? That's all I'm getting, baby. But the joy is a big part of that, Violet. Anything you can do to give you joy. Do you have a pet?
Pardon?
Do you have a pet?
Yes, I have two here at home. I have two at my son's house, and I have to take care of my mother's cats at her house. So, yeah, I'm around animal pets all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. But bring me up, that's a lot of pleasure.
Yeah. So go to the love that you experience with your pets, not the ones you have to take care of, but the pets that give you joy. Because a strong immune system feels like that. You got it?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. We're going to Lena in Oklahoma. Thank you so much for being with me last weekend, woman.
Yeah, that's why I actually was going to call in today and all. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I met up with one of my friends and we did, I'm so excited in the ocean and bless the ocean. And I've actually started doing the last 2 days, done 10 minutes of I'm so excited.
Yeah. She's talking about that exercise that I've given all of you before where you kind of stamp your feet and you move your hands like a little toddler and you go, I'm so excited, I love myself so much, or I'm so excited, I have so much money, or I'm so excited, my body feels awesome and my immune system's strong. And what that does, guys, is it brings in the sensory, right? Because your body's involved. It brings in the joy and the fun. It brings in the positive I am statement. It brings in everything that you want to experience, that one little exercise for creation. So good for you, Lena. Good for you.
Yeah, I was going to say last night, I know, because, you know, I've been in the headspace a lot. I am self-love. I'm focused on that. And I, last night I did it longer than necessary because I didn't see the thoughts, but I know that they were there just because from the way my body was reacting.
Yeah.
So I went a little longer and I was actually outside doing it and there were people walking around and I did it, you know, and.
You didn't care. You did it anyway.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to claim the other stuff, but yeah, because I was like, my goal is to live fully from my heart space. And
okay.
I know
so it, what, stop. So I am living
I
fully
am
from my
living,
heart space.
Living,
I don't want any of you to be putting anything in the future. I'm getting to, you know, no, I am, because what you create in this moment, you create in the future. But if you create it in the future, it always moves to the future, guys. So whatever you claim right now in the moment is what you're creating. Okay, so we're not getting there. I am there. All right, I got to take one more caller, Lena. Thank you again for being there, darling. So appreciative.
It was
so much fun that weekend, guys. Just so much fun. One more caller, sorry. I'm trying to get through everybody, but I ain't going to. Bethany in California, you're on.
Oh, thanks, Dee. Real quickly, after watching the debate, I wanted to ask the channel about Marianne Williamson and her what she created that evening.
She created Waking People Up. She created mm-hmm. the introduction of a new paradigm. The masses aren't ready for it yet, but
yeah.
She's the beginning of the conversation in politics. Love in politics.
Mm. Amazing. Amazing.
Yep.
That was my question.
Yeah, she was very good and quite powerful and had a different perspective of everybody
mm-hmm.
else up there. From an actor's point of view, I would like somebody to redo her makeup.
mm-hmm.
And I'll leave it at that. But yeah, really strong showing. Wouldn't that be great
Wonderful.
If all politics came from love? Dear God.
Yeah.
Let's claim that for the country. I am a person that creates a country and lives in a country who is focused in love, divine love, integrity, respect, and honor for all energy. And so it is. Claim what you want. Don't keep looking at what you don't. Thank you for that, Bethany. You know, actually, I got one time. We got to go really fast, Lynn, really fast.
Oh.
What's up?
Hi, good morning. A new man came into my life, and
quickly.
He's so certain about everything about me, and we haven't even had a first date yet. And so I've gotten kind of frustrated reacting to his frustration.
Lynn, no, you're not frustrated. You're scared to death. You see? Because you like to keep yourself in your not knowing. And here you brought somebody in that totally is going, well, I know. I just know. Christopher Stone knew he was going to marry me before we ever went on our first date. Now,
okay,
when you see him, it may not fly that way. But what you're in reaction to is that he knows.
Yeah.
So why don't you start saying, I know, and whether he's the one or not, you'll know that you know then.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, guys, our next webinar, and we're already seeing why they gave me this subject, July 24th, The World of All Possibilities. Please, please go to Amazon and buy Gabrielle's book, Eat, Pray, #FML Gabrielle Stone. Send me a copy of the receipt or a picture of you with the book, and I will send you the Little Child Experience or one of the other products of your choice. Unfortunately, I cannot exchange it for private sessions, guys. It needs to be a product, but you know there is a plethora of information on my website, and the Little Child Experience is $147 value and a brilliant, brilliant product. All right. Is there anything else? No. All right. Let's say it together. Until we meet again, I love me. I love me. Come on. I love me. Woohoo! Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.